local information first. This is your community connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we are at 12:08 on a Tuesday afternoon. Cows 100.9. Corey Hargith here with you as we get going with yet another edition of the Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank. It is the second Tuesday of the month, which means we got Robin Doulas here with the Waseca Area Chamber of Commerce. Hello.
Hello, Corey. How are you?
I'll admit, I'm surprised I'm still awake right now.
I was thinking about that driving over going, how is he going to be here?
So we'll kind of see how the rest of this goes. But
well,
anyway,
you know.
I got a long afternoon in front of me still.
Yeah, I bet you do. But hey, everything's still standing. So you know what? That's a good thing.
Yeah. And, you know, it was starting to get a little nerve-wracking when I was on the phone with one of the guys from Severe Studios last night, and he's saying, oh, he's just a mile or so north of Waseca, and oh, boy. Here we go.
Yeah, we were watching those clouds move around a little bit. I'm like, okay, where's this going to go?
Yeah. So, thankfully, nothing touched down out of it that I know of.
And yeah, that's great.
I don't think I really saw much for the hail reports coming for Waseca, per se, but plenty of it all over the area. But
crazy.
No, I was seeing posts almost immediately after that hail hit.
You know,
the guys wanting to get up on the roof and inspect it. And can we let it melt, please?
Let it just go away. Just let it go away.
Let's see what happens. So, but, you know, that does bring up a point that maybe is worth discussing a little bit here.
Oh, yeah.
As far as, you know, those folks that are from out of town and such. And, you know, you want to make sure that you're talking with a reputable business.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's kind of where you and the chamber can kind of come in, at least give a little guidance as to which direction to go.
Yep. We have some good people and construction people and stuff that, you know, if they call the chamber and they're like, oh, I need something or what can I do? At least we can point them in the right direction. And then they know that they're reputable and they don't have to worry about all those other things that happen with non-reputable people.
Because, unfortunately, there are some people that come from out of town that, you know, they mean well, but there's others maybe not so much.
Yeah. So, you know, just if you have any questions, you know, just give us a call. At least we can help point you in the right direction.
Absolutely. And, you know, or they could even stop into your office.
Absolutely.
I don't know if we have covered that recently because you guys moved, what, handful of months ago now?
We moved last June.
Jesus, it's already been that long.
Yes, it's crazy.
Wow.
So yes, we are, for those of you who have been looking for us and can't find us, our sign blew off the building in the wind like 4 weeks ago.
Whoops.
So I'm working on that. We are actually on the east end of the suburban building. There's suburban, there's us, and then there's USDA, Department of Ag, Natural Resources. So we're right in the middle, but right now our sign is not in the building, but there's a logo on the door. So
that's
you come in glass door, go left, and you'll come into my office.
That's why I came with two screws.
Yeah. Well, it was a little windy, you know.
Yeah, I know. It just doesn't always work.
So.
Yeah, I saw that post come up on Facebook.
Yeah,
I wasn't going to bring it up. I was going to wait for you to do it. So there is that.
But I know.
I had to try to tempt you into it.
Yeah,
it's just what
thanks.
I do.
Thanks
you
so much.
That.
When the sign's flapping in the wind, we're like, this is not good. This is not good.
Oh, ours has come very close. they end up putting new posts in that one.
After it
just about, I don't remember, was that before or after the dumpster rolled across the parking lot? I don't know. Yeah, that thing likes to go for a walk every once in a while. So,
oh, there's always something.
Yeah.
Always something.
So if you ever come by our building when it's really windy and you see there's no cars parked on that side, there's a reason.
There's a reason. Well, I'm glad to know that I won't park over there then.
Yeah, there you go. But anyway.
Good point. Anyway,
I digress.
Yes,
imagine that.
Yes.
Because we do that
Big
a lot.
Big surprise.
Yeah. So again, just, you know, take the time to vet those people that you maybe want to work with if you happen to have that damage to your home, what have you.
Absolutely.
That's really the whole gist behind this.
Yes. We got there.
Yeah, it takes us a little
while. A little bit.
I took the long way around.
Well,
there must have been some construction or something.
I think
there was.
I think it's almost that season.
Almost? It never really ends.
Okay,
in some areas.
I saw orange cones on the way.
There you go. All right, so you have quite the pile of stuff here. So should we just try to get through a couple of them here at least?
Let's see what we can do.
All right, let's see.
The most important one that I want to talk about today is that April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month. And the Exchange Clubs, this is one of their priorities. So it's a good reminder that supporting children and families is something that affects all of us. One thing we know is that child abuse and neglect can have long-term effects on children. Those effects often do not end in childhood. Research has shown that adverse childhood experiences can be connected to things like mental health struggles, substance abuse, and other serious challenges later in life. That's why prevention and early support matter so much. Because of this, this is one of the reasons the National Exchange Club has made child abuse prevention such an important part of its work. I did not know this, but back in 1979, it became the organization's national project, and not long after that, the Exchange Parent Aid Program was created. It's a free voluntary program that works directly with families, offering support, guidance, and resources to help create safe and healthy homes. And the work also goes beyond that. The National Exchange Club partners with groups that help address other issues affecting children, like online safety, child sexual abuse prevention, and bullying prevention. At the heart of all this, it's pretty simple, Corey. When families have support, children are safer and communities are stronger. So if anybody wants to learn more about child abuse prevention resources or about the work of Exchange, just contact your local Exchange Club.
Yeah, and it's a great thing that they do. And each Exchange Club does things maybe a little bit different to bring awareness.
Yeah.
I know throughout parts of Owatonna, there's ribbons tied around trees just to bring that visual awareness.
Yep.
There's been speakers in the area.
Yeah.
But anything that you can do, because as you kind of talked about, it's very much a broad topic.
It is.
You know?
It is. Absolutely.
It can come in many, many different forms. And unfortunately, it goes in negative directions usually. And that's what we're trying to prevent.
Yep. And just so people learn about it, know if there's, you know, one thing anybody can do. But yeah, they're very good at that organization. I'm actually part of the Exchange Club in Cato. Oh my goodness, in Waseca.
Let's see here. You travel east.
I don't know.
You're in Owatonna.
I know. Well, sometimes I don't know where I
end up. You went at least the right direction from here.
Yeah.
So
that's right.
I'll give you that much.
Okay, there we go. Anyway, yes. So, yes, that was just something that I wanted to touch on today because
awesome.
That's an important topic.
Yeah, and that's throughout the entire month of April.
Yes.
So we're only halfway through.
Right.
Wow, we are halfway through, aren't we?
As of tomorrow, what's today? Tomorrow, I think we're having
Today's the 14th.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
Yeah, tomorrow's tax day, by the way. If you haven't done that, you might want to work on that.
Yes,
FYI.
You're almost out of time.
Yeah, about that. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
I think we got time for maybe one more if you want to hit that quick
Before
we go to our break.
So tomorrow in Waseca, April 16th, it's your treat after tax day. See, I'm all screwed up.
Okay, yeah, don't push it any further.
April 16th at the DQ in Waseca, Team Academy is having a fundraiser from 4 to 7. 10% of sales will be donated to Team Academy, and you get blizzards and all the good things. That
would
be fun.
Just food. That's all you got to have.
Good. I know, right? So, yeah, go out and
I wouldn't be surprised mom and dad will be there because, you know, they're literally just down the hill. So
that's true. They could walk.
Yeah, we said as soon as that opened in that location, yeah, that's going to be trouble.
No, not at all.
But, you know, it's always great when you have these local businesses that are willing to step in and
it's
help
huge.
These organizations.
It's huge. You know? That even a little bit, it just makes a difference. You have a few places that go a little bit. It can make a big difference.
Absolutely. So that's going to be on Thursday. What are the times? Is that all day? Or
it's from 4 to 7.
Okay.
On April 16th, which is Thursday.
Yeah,
there
you go.
The DQ in Waseca.
There you go. Thursday the 16th up on the north end of town, right across from the high school, Walmart, all that fun stuff.
Past Dave and Kathy's house.
Well, yeah. Well, and it's actually not far from your office either, by the way.
It is actually pretty close to
my
office.
Guess where Robin's stopping on the way home from work.
There's a few things I like there. Just a couple.
Oh, just a couple?
Just a couple. We'll just leave it at that.
Well, yeah, since we're not going to make any progress here, why don't we just go to our break right now?
All right.
And then we'll come back and see how much else we can knock out of that pile.
I think
how about that?
Great.
All right. So we'll have more Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank coming up here after the break on Kyle's 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Kyle's 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we go with more of our conversation here with Robin Doulis and the Waseca Area Chamber of Commerce here in your Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank. Yeah, she's still got a pile of stuff over there.
A pile of stuff.
We didn't really make any progress before.
So it was through Dairy Queen. That's as far as we got.
Yeah, well, anyway.
All right.
We should probably just keep trying here.
Let's see what we can do. All right. So this Friday, April 17th, Representative Tom Sexton will be at the Chamber office from 12 to 1. So questions, concerns. He loves having people. So come on over and just have a chat with them.
And he usually gets a pretty good turnout.
He does.
So
he does. And he addresses a lot of issues, which is great. So you want to talk about something? He's your man.
Yeah. If you want a state lawmaker that listens, Tom is that one.
He's amazing.
Absolutely.
He's amazing. He's a great guy. When you're done talking to Tom.
Okay.
See how I did that?
Okay.
Yeah, see how I did that?
We're working on the segues here. We're getting there.
The specialty shops of Waseca this Friday and Saturday are having a spring shop hop. So, which is, you know what a shop hop is? You chop and you hop, you know, like that.
Yeah.
That's how
that's similar to the bar crawls, but that's what more people are probably familiar with.
Well, But yeah, there's going to be a lot of things, and a lot of the shops are each having special things.
Okay.
So that's kind of exciting. Pretty much most of them are open. Some are open at 9. One's open at 9, and I think the latest one is open at 5. So between that 10 to 5, 10 to 3, you know, but that'll be fun. So if you're looking to spruce up your house for spring, that's what you need to do.
And this is a great opportunity to not only support local businesses, but also just check out what's there.
You
may not realize some of the hidden gems that are there.
There are so many neat things within the shops that you won't find, you know, at your big box stores. And I mean, they're great too, but the shops, the, you know, supporting local and supporting, you know, our neighbors and our friends, there's some really fun things there. I tend to do that, you know, sometimes. And then it's in the house and it's just there. And Jay says, where'd this come from? I'm like, what are you talking about? That's always been here.
Yeah, you're just not paying close enough
attention. You're not paying close enough attention. That's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, because you always find that one thing you just can't live without.
You do. Or you find some really nice, unique gifts for people.
Yeah.
Because you can always use a gift for somebody.
Absolutely.
Or yourself.
Yeah. There you go.
It works out good.
You got to take care of yourself.
I know, right?
So.
I know. While you're shopping on Saturday, Edina is having a shredding party in Waseca from 10 to 2. So bring all your things you need shredded, and they have some refreshments, and you can watch your stuff get shredded, or you can get your refreshments and leave. Whatever works for you.
Yeah, that's whatever makes you feel most comfortable.
Yes.
Because some people, they just want it gone.
They do.
Yesterday.
I know. I got lots of things that need to be gone.
It builds up very quickly.
It does. We have, this is exciting, we have a new chamber member, Corey.
Oh, you do?
Real Life Church just joined the Waseca Chamber. And again, on Saturday, April 18th from 4 to 7, they are having a family fun night. And they are inviting everybody to come out. They have prizes, Sloppy Joes, and drinks. And it's just a great time with friends and family and neighbors. So we're excited to have them. And this is a great opportunity to get to know them. It's just a free community.
Where are they located?
They are located on, if you're going out of town on Old 14, on the right-hand side before you get to Lakeshore.
Okay.
So like you're going west to Mankato.
Yep.
They're right there. So yeah, that looks 620 Elm Avenue West is their address.
Okay.
So yeah, on Saturday afternoon from 4 to 7, check them out.
I think you're starting to get to a point. You might just have to print out some calendars, have people able just to pick them up for you.
I know.
There's a lot going on this weekend.
There's a lot, and I've still got pages and pages. How much time do we have left, Corey?
Let's see. I should probably figure that out, shouldn't I?
Well, maybe.
All right. You keep going. I'm going to try to count here.
I'm going
to
keep going. So,
this is going to be a fun one.
Okay. So starting April 19th, it is National Library Week. Now, kicking off Saturday, April 18th, there's going to be a ton of people in Waseca. They have a how-to festival. You can learn how to keep bees. You can learn how to make pipe cleaner critters. You can learn how to register to vote. You can learn how to pour latte art. I always wanted to know how to do that. I don't know how to do that, but I think it'd be fun.
The stuff, but okay.
There'd be so from 10 to 1 at the library, there's all these how-to things. So and that's for all ages, totally free.
Wow.
So that'll be super fun.
Yeah, you know, that's some of those hidden gems that I was just talking about.
Right?
Your local library, you never know what they're going to have programming.
They are always doing something.
Exactly.
And it's so much fun. Well, I remember when the girls were little, we would take them to the library. Love the library.
Yeah.
So there's always something going on. We're going to jump ahead a little bit.
Okay.
To April 25th, Barnyard Babies at Farm America.
Okay, that's going to draw some people's attention right there.
I know. General admission, there are ticket prices. You can go to our website and you can get tickets, or you can go to farmamerica.org and get tickets. But they have baby farm animals that they can go and you can pet and play with, and it'll be really cute.
And try to convince the kids they can't come home with you.
Yeah, they can't take them home.
No.
They can't, but some of them might try.
Oh, they're going to try.
Heck, I would try.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd do with it, but I would try.
Exactly.
So, yeah, then we jump into May a little bit. Saturday, May 2nd from 5 to 8 at Pleasant Grove Pizza Farm. It's a seafood boil.
Interesting.
Yes. Yes. Crimp. That's not a word.
but not the one you were looking for.
I meant to say crab and shrimp. Crimp.
Sure.
Got it?
Why not? You might have just created something.
I think I just said all sorts of things. Yeah, so May 2nd, we'll probably have some more information on there. From 5 to 8:30, you can get more information on their website. It's a 21 and over event. It's not a BYOB event. Live music is performed by the Tumbling Daisies.
I'm not familiar with them.
I am not either, but you might have to check that out. And they're going to hold it rain or shine.
Okay.
So, yeah.
There you go.
So there's that. Yeah. And then, oh, if we have time for one more.
Okay. Yeah, we got time yet.
May 4th. Monday, okay. May 4th. At the library. Can you guess? I'm going to read it. You tell me what you think it is. Join us for a creative and cozy crafting session where books meet bling. Bring a book to turn into a dazzling piece of art. You can bedazzle your favorite book, Corey.
I'm pretty sure that's not going to end well if I do it. It's going to be all over me instead of on the book. Let's be honest here.
Again, it's free. It's at the library. I think it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah. And it's definitely, there's a market out there. Someone will enjoy that.
Oh, heck yeah.
Absolutely.
All crafty and different things.
Yeah.
Again, that's what we're talking about. So yeah, there's lots of stuff happening.
And honestly, that's just most of the stuff that might get us up to when you joined us again in May. Maybe.
Yes, because we'll probably talk about these things again in May. Because I think a lot of things we hit,
you know, they'll happen before.
Yes.
So
yes. So yeah. No, there's lots of stuff going on. You know, our website, WestSecretChamber.com, has everything on there. You can give us a call. You can do that. You can.
That's probably the calendar, you know, that we were talking about.
Yeah, there's a calendar in there. But,
yeah.
You know, I could print one out. But yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm there. You need something, come find me.
All right. Robin Doulas with the Waseca Area Chamber of Commerce. Guess what? We ran out of time again.
Did it again. We're so good.
It never fails.
I know.
But yeah, we got to get moving here. We've got your Linder Farm Network at Midday Farm Review on the way here at 12:30. And then, sorry, not sorry, you are stuck with me for the rest of the afternoon. I'll join you back here just after 1 o'clock. We've got your dad joke of the day brought to you by Wayne Norwood Wetmore. That comes up at about 1:10. Let's see here. We'll get to your dumb criminal news of the day a little later on this afternoon, too.
I like that one.
Oh, yeah, that's always fun. So you'll want to make sure you hang around for the Midday Move brought to you by Simple Move. That comes up again just after 1 o'clock. But this has been your Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank here on Cowles 100.9. I'm Corey Hargith. We'll talk to you in just a little bit.